Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nick Manise, standing in for Josh Vennett this week. Each episode, we turn our gaze to the design stories that many overlook. And today, we're talking branding. For over 20 years, Debbie Millman was president of the design division at US firm Sterling Brands. Today, she's an author, president emeritus of the American Institute of Graphic Arts, and co-founder of the world's first graduate program in branding at the School of Visual Arts in New York City. She's also the host of podcast Design Matters. Monocle's Will Kitchens caught up with Millman to discuss staying connected in divided times and moving learning online.
You took your skills as an interviewer to hosting these NYC by Design virtual town hall series. While I know that those have all been done at this point, maybe you can tell me a bit about what those are and what the idea was behind them.
Well, Valerie Huffman at NYC by Design reached out to me. We have been trying to find a way to collaborate and we're set to do something for New York Design Week in May. And I was going to do live episodes in all of the boroughs, which was super exciting because of my background and my living in so many of them. And so we were super excited to be doing that. And then obviously the pandemic hit and I moved to LA for the time being. And then Valerie reached out and asked if I'd be interested in doing a series of podcasts via Zoom. It was a gift. It was an absolute gift, especially at the beginning when I was so homesick, to be talking about New York with other design practitioners. We did 5 episodes and it was all about how New York practitioners were responding to the virus and how they were doing. And I spoke to people in manufacturing and design and gallerists, and it was just a truly, truly profound experience for me to have conversations with people that were still in New York, that were making work and trying to make a difference.
You're the founder of the Masters of Branding program at the School of Visual Arts in New York. What has SVA done to adjust?
The entire program moved online within a week, and we've been teaching online almost every day. We have classes 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week. So we've been just finishing our spring semester. We'll go through till almost the third week in July. And so we've just been operating business as usual.
And as we've seen this shift to remote learning, I imagine that works better for some programs and some schools than it does others. For design, studio culture often seems to be such an important part of the educational experience. How are design schools coping with that?
For me, I think the transition was a bit jarring because, again, like the podcast, I teach in a very intimate, hands-on way in the classroom, very active, very involved in class participation. So I had to adjust. I think younger people are easier to adjust to this type of technology just because they tend to be more digitally native and I'm not. So it was a bit more challenging for me. But I think I've gotten the hang of it a bit. I mean, the first day when I had to manage and balance and juggle Slack, Zoom, and Canvas all at the same time, I burst into projectile tears. I think I've gotten the handle of it, and we're using Miro boards and breakout rooms. And so I think we're doing the best we can. I mean, the students have just incredible resilience in this, trying to give them more than they expected just because I want this experience to be important to them. And we are going to do our thesis on what the world will look like with this pandemic now as part of our lives.
Are there opportunities that you feel like exist within this strange, unprecedented time to, I guess, develop skills? What would you say to young designers?
I'm sort of mixed about this. You know, on the one hand, I think that a global pandemic isn't really a time to start thinking about how to be more productive. I think that everybody has their own journey to take through this, and there's been a lot of depression and insecurity and financial fears and so forth. And that's something that I think a lot about. I feel very privileged to be in a safe, healthy place.
Our thanks to the designer, author, and educator, Debbie Millman. She was speaking to Monocle's Will Kitchens. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. Meanwhile, if you're missing your local newsstand, then you should of course take out a subscription to Monocle magazine so you don't miss an issue. You can also get our daily bulletins, peruse our many books on everything from global politics to cozy homes, buy our fetching collaborations, or listen to our round-the-clock radio station, all at monocle.com. Today's episode was produced and edited by Maylee Evans. I'm Nick Manise. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.